guys, it's Kim
and Kiana.
Welcome back to My Lips Aren't Sealed, a podcast created for women where no topic is off limits. Kiana, you are still in San Diego with me.
Yes, and we are joined here by our two favorite four-legged animals.
They're our little mascots.
They are my two favorite animals in San Diego.
That's sweet.
I had to, like, I can't be out here doing my dogs like that.
No.
But if you have not met, have they met Little Angel?
I don't think so. If you guys haven't met Aloy and you are watching on YouTube, Louie, my Pomeranian, is sitting in between Kiana and I. And then right now, my bestie Danielle has her puppy here as well. So we're a whole family sitting on this couch. We look like a sitcom.
Like we a do. Little, like what's that one where they're all like friends?
Friends, yeah.
They're on a couch and they're just like,
oh, we don't need to fight, angels. All right, guys. Well, today, Kiana and I are just going to chat with you guys. We are going to chat about things that we've been given advice about without asking. You know when people just give you advice and you're like, I didn't ask.
All the
literally
time?
Literally didn't ask. Like
every man ever?
Well, also even this morning, I think I was talking to you about like doing yoga and stuff. And then I said it and I was like, oh, I shouldn't ask. I hate being that person.
Well, my thing is like I'm open to advice. I think like the biggest thing is like whenever people are bitching, I always have to remind myself to ask, do you want advice or are you just wanting to have someone listen?
Yeah.
Because my biggest pet peeve is it used to happen like this all the time with like my sister. I'd like be bitching about something and then she would like have all these solutions. I'm like, no, that's not what I'm trying to do here.
And I feel like men do that a lot too. They're like, well, if you and this person are fighting, why don't you just do this? I didn't ask you, Steven. I know right. I'm supposed to do that. I'm just venting to you about this frustrating situation.
Right.
So totally get that. And I'm sure if you guys are listening, this has happened to you too. So whether it's family or relationships or work or any sort of situation you're in, people want to give you advice. And most of the time it comes from a place of love and they want to help you better yourself. But sometimes you just don't want it. That said, we're going to share. Well, Kiana has a list of advice that she has been given.
Because I misunderstood the assignment mostly is the problem here.
No. I think it's great how this worked out. Everybody's minds work differently. So today I was like, Kiana, let's chat about, let's share our advice and give our advice to you guys. So you guys didn't ask for any advice, but we're going to give it to you anyways. And Kiana interpreted that as I'm going to give advice that I was given that I didn't ask for. So now we have both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
So now I have a list of of pieces of advice that I'm going to share with you guys that I think will be really helpful and applicable to your lives. Kiana has some advice that she's been given. Do you think the advice that you were given was helpful or not helpful?
Here's the thing. It's like, I don't know that it's anything necessarily. I have a few things, like a few specifics as examples, but I think it's just like overarching times in which I've received advice. And it's like, don't need that right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And like, I can give some specific examples. Were they helpful? Here's the thing. If I'm not in the headspace to want advice, I'm not going to take it.
Yeah.
So were they helpful? Couldn't fucking tell you because I didn't take it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And that's probably very reflective of me being a stubborn bitch, but
that's my response. I'm like,
Right. Like, I'm just a stubborn bitch. And so like, if I don't want to hear it, then I won't do it. End of story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, for example, if I'm in a workout class and someone comes up to me and is like, you probably need to like lengthen your back and it's the instructor, I'll listen.
Yeah.
You know, but if I'm like at fucking Topgolf, just having myself a fucking afternoon and someone comes up to me and is like, you probably should really like rotate your wrist a little bit further. Suck my dick. You know what I mean? So like, there's
ask.
Just like, it's differences of, I think, environment.
Yeah.
And like, again, whether I fucking asked for it or not.
It's giving when you're at the gym and a guy is like, oh, you're not doing that right. And most of the time, like, it's helpful information, but also like, I didn't ask. And now I'm embarrassed that I was doing it wrong. It's like a whole.
And like, also, why are you fucking watching me? Like, mind your business. Like, I'm at the gym to like, mind my own fucking business and do my own thing. And if I wanted to, you know, get feedback, I would have gone to a group fitness class and asked the instructor what they thought.
Yeah, good point. Well, now that we are on that tangent, I think it would be great for us to go through your little list first. Before we do, guys, if you enjoyed today's episode or any of the episodes, I think last week's Easter episode was really fun.
It was good. It was like, what I appreciate about it is that it was a little bit all over the place, but I feel like that's how I function. So I appreciated it.
It was very all over the place. I don't really know where my brain was going when I like episode outlined, but I'm like, you know what? This is going to be good. And my brain kind of works like that too sometimes. So If you haven't listened to that one yet, definitely do. We do hope you guys had wonderful Easter weekend celebrations, whether you celebrate or not. Hopefully it was a good weekend. The weather is finally starting to get warmer.
Yes.
And I can feel my happiness re-entering my body. Luckily in San Diego, it doesn't get too hot, so I won't be getting my summer depression this year. Whoop, whoop. Thank God.
And I'm just going to – and I don't get depressed when it's hot. I just get bitchy. And I don't know what's worse, but –
I think, well, depressed, but you know what? I think I get both, like irritable in the heat, sad. I'm just over it. But now the weather here is like 70 degrees and breezy and it's just perfect. I'm rubbing it in. Sorry, guys. But hope you guys had a great weekend. Hopefully wherever you guys are at, the weather is beautiful and you are soaking up some sunshine. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to rate us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a written review. And if you're watching on YouTube, what's up? Thanks for watching. Make sure to click that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up on this video and leave a comment below. If you have any questions or feedback for us, there's a link in the description. Why are you laughing?
Or if you have advice, we are asking for advice. You know what I mean? Like as far as suggestions go. So if you feel like you have something to say, I am now opening up that door and I'm listening.
It's open. We want to know what you guys have to say. We're always open to feedback. Also because we, especially as newer co-hosts, we appreciate the feedback. We want to make the best possible content for you guys. So you can do so in the link in the show notes or in the description of the YouTube video. Or you can DM us on Instagram.
Yeah.
The podcast account is at My Lips Aren't Sealed Podcast. My personal is at Kimberly Cobb. And Kiana, yours is?
Kiana _ Milliken. And I don't think I've told you that I have a friend who after every single episode, she sends me notes.
Really? Who?
Yeah, because she had like her graduate capstone was podcasting.
You're kidding.
Yeah. And so she gives me like feedback and just like she also like a lot of compliments and like accolades and stuff like that. So like it's always like super interesting and helpful feedback. And it's like very specific things too that I just like don't think about. I'm like, I didn't think about that way.
Wait, like what? Give me some.
I can actually pull up some notes.
That is so sweet of you. You know what? I think I have a lot of friends who are frequent listeners, but there are like the close people who are like, like I listen to it every so often and catch up on a bunch.
Yeah,
life gets busy. Like we totally get it.
One of the first things that she said was whenever we were talking about the Taylor Swift of it all and how she won Album of the Year, and I was like over a re-record album. Like I'm so fucking shook, and I was like talking shit about it. I still will talk shit about it. Don't get me wrong, but supposedly that was a net new album.
Oh, I was fully under the impression that it was a brand new album.
Me too. I'm actually gonna go into a story of a story real quick.
Okay, let's hear
because
it.
there was Survivor on. I guess Survivor. I've never watched Survivor, but I do know that the very first Survivor winner was from San Angelo, Texas, my hometown. And I guess it was like this past season because like you don't do anything all day. Like you're just sitting around just like waiting for your challenge and you're bored and you're hungry. And so supposedly there was someone who was a huge Metallica lover and someone who was a huge Taylor Swift lover. And since they were bored, they were like, let's just have a battle and go back and forth and see who can name the most songs by that artist. They got to 105 songs each.
What?
By those artists.
That's insane.
And the guy that liked Taylor Swift won by saying 106 songs.
Oh, it was a guy who liked Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Nice. I'm like, that is so fucking impressive. So anyways, that was some feedback I got from her. Another feedback that she got, she says that we do a good job of switching off in the beginning. And she liked how in our most recent one, the Love is Blind one, we switched off like who captained what. You know, like there are specific topics like you take and then there are specific topics that I take. She thought that we did a good job of that.
Thank
and there was some
you.
Other like logistics stuff that like I don't remember off the top of my head. But wow. I remember one of the first episodes that she listened to, it was like, I shit you not, like a notepad that she had to send me because it was like there were so many notes and like comments and like things that, like it wasn't like bad feedback or anything.
Oh my God. I'm like, but, shit, girl.
Yeah. So,
didn't know we were getting audited.
I know. So it was impressive. But all that to be said.
Hopefully. Good, thanks. Okay, well, I love that she's given us so much feedback. If you guys have feedback for us, feel free to let us know. We love it. Just don't be too mean because Pisces season is upon us.
I have a question real quick because it's something that's like all over my TikTok. And in one of our previous episodes, we were talking about like different TikTok trends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this isn't a trend. Just like that wasn't the time to bring it up. But have you heard about the two kids that are missing? One of them in Nashville, like a college student. One kid in Nashville?
Yes. I heard about that. The drunk kid who got kicked out of the bar on Broadway.
Yes.
Missing. Yeah.
Yes. And he's still missing. And he was last seen like crossing a bridge.
Yeah.
And the bridge was over water.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't know if he like fell in or something. But supposedly they stopped searching the water. So I don't know if they got like additional insight or whatever. Just know that that is something that's like on my mind all the time.
Okay.
I think it's like his name's Nathan. And then there was another student who's actually at A&M. And he was last seen at 3 a.m. taking his dog out for a walk. And then he ordered Uber Eats. And I guess he brought his dog back to his apartment, dropped his dog off, and then went back outside to get his Uber Eats and then never came back. And but gosh. What's weird is like, they're like, okay, so maybe the Uber Eats delivery driver did something.
Yeah.
But the food was still delivered to his porch. So it's as if he like went outside and something happened before the food even got there or something. And so he's still missing too.
That is really alarming. Well, I mean, the Uber Eats guy still could have put it down after, but that is so scary. And I feel like I'm all for like being a woman. It's always been dangerous for us. But I feel like more and more like things are happening to young men. Like with Austin, right. We have like that serial killer yep. going around. I heard there was more men found. Mm-hmm. Shocking. But what made you just think of that? Did I say something or are you just like?
No, I think that it's like I honestly. So we just took a quick break in between and I got on TikTok. And like so now it's like all it's on my newsfeed because it's like all I can follow.
It's so and I just, sad.
It's scary too. It's like you send your kid off to college to like, you know, get a degree and do all these things. And then like, you don't think about the fact that they could never come back.
No, actually, I just saw TikTok too while we took our little intermission. And there's a kid, I think like 22 years old, and he did like a snorkeling exhibition thing. And like within 30, I'm totally butchering this, but something like happened, like within 30 minutes, they realized he was gone and then they couldn't find him. And there's no like remains or anything. But then he also didn't have the right scuba gear that gave off bubbles or something like that. So it's hard to find him. So this kid's just gone too. Boy.
Where
was it? I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But I can't. This is making me sad.
So on that note.
So advice you didn't ask for. Don't go anywhere alone. Seriously. I've always been a firm believer in that. Whether you are going to the bathroom or you're going downstairs, at least like make sure your location is shared with people. Make sure you have your phone on you. Self-defense. I always have my pepper spray on me.
You stopped sharing your location with me.
Did I?
Yeah.
Maybe after you said it. I don't, got a new phone.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's it.
Okay. Well, I need to do that again because that's dangerous.
I literally just like everyone. So I just get home and find my friends. I'm like, where is everyone? What's everyone up to?
Oh, and you're, where the fuck is she?
Yeah. Especially whenever I was at the airport last night, I was like, where's Kimberly?
Oh my God. Well, all awkward. I'll share it with you. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
But seriously, guys, like take your safety so seriously. Like it can happen to anyone, any age. There are weirdos out there.
Is that advice number one?
I mean, I guess impromptu advice. Now that we're talking about missing people to start off this episode, that it was going to be all lighthearted about dating and stuff. But okay. Let's bring it back. Let's talk about the things that the pieces of advice that you were given that you didn't ask for.
Okay.
Let's just hop through those because I'm so curious. And then let's get some context with them too.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing, and it's actually I was bitching to you and Kylie about this earlier, is I hate whenever people try to give me health advice.
Yeah.
Whenever, especially in the past like year or two, when like my biggest goal has been like to be the biggest advocate for myself in the doctor's office and stuff like that. And so, for example, I was getting my Botox retouched and I was at the front desk and I was like bitching about something. They were like, I don't know what they said. They were like asking about how like my weight loss is gone or something. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm kind of like at the standstill right now. You know, I've been doing really well. I feel like I've been, you know, like doing exactly what I've been doing to get to this point, and now I'm just stopped. And like, well, maybe you should look at getting your thyroid checked. I'm like, yeah. So actually, you know, thyroid is something that I get my panels done, like my thorough panels done. Like
you're very on it when it comes to health related issues.
Right. And like, I don't fuck around with that stuff. And so I was like, yep, I actually, you know, got my thyroid diagnosed about 12 years ago. And it's something that I stay really on top of. Yeah. I said I do full panels often, you know, like I'm that bitch. I have to wear a fucking CPAP. Like, don't come at me about like not having my health shit in order. Okay. Do you think I signed up? Do you think I wanted to sign up for this stuff? Anyways. And so she's like, well, I would definitely recommend sitting down with a doctor and like really having a conversation with them and like really like working hard to be sure that you're getting diagnosed correctly. I'm like, suck my dick.
So do you think you're going to go get a second opinion, or are you like, you know what? I feel like pretty confident with where I'm at in my health.
Part of it, like part of what she said, I was like, okay, shut the fuck up. And the other part of it though, she was like, well, it could be like something that like they don't even like look for in panels, which is like a leaky gut or something. And then part of me is just like, is my body done yet?
You're like, I'm like, just tired.
Yeah, like my body is already doing everything else wrong. Can my gut just not leak? You know? And so I need to do some research to see what that is all about. But
so what advice besides that, like, have people been giving you about your health? Because I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, whether you are on a weight loss journey like I've been, or mental health stuff going on. It is such a sensitive subject to talk about somebody's health. And I think unless you are a medical professional, or mm-hmm. unless you are a very close friend or family member who is concerned, in no other circumstance should you really give advice unprompted.
Yeah, I think that one thing that people typically like get pretty, I wouldn't say it's advice, but there's like some judgment there sometimes. And it's like, if you don't know, like, shut up. I do take like a lot of prescriptions. Mm-hmm. I like take 5 to 6 pills a morning of different prescriptions. And like, I understand, like, that's not ideal. That's not that's a lot. But people are just like, you should really look at like natural methods and things like that. And I'm like, heard. Like, I totally get it. And like, I'm willing to try the natural methods. But I do genuinely believe that in some cases, there are situations in which like, I need a prescription for this. Like, this is something that, you know,
we can't have be the fixed. Modern medicine, like,
right.
And so like, for a reason.
And I'm always willing to get educated about stuff like that, because I do think there's some instances where like, you know what, I probably could afford to not do this, that, or the other. But I think that there are some parts where it's like, everyone's entitled to live their life however they want to.
Yeah.
And if I'm not openly asking, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. Don't fucking talk to me about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think that something about getting healthy physically, there's such a big like mental aspect to that too.
Huge aspect.
Yeah. And so then for people to be giving their like unsolicited advice about random stuff, I'm like, I worked very hard to get where I am. Mm-hmm. And like what you're saying is, it does a lot more than just like your opinion.
Yeah.
And especially if sometimes some people say stuff and I wanted to be like, did you even research this? Mm-hmm. Where did you hear this? You know, so just like health advice altogether. I know it's hard. And like sometimes you just have to be sure that like you are treading lightly.
And that's a great way to put it.
If someone asks you for your specific opinion, great, give it.
Yeah.
But if not, I think that it's, you need to look for more understanding and look at stuff with more curiosity. And that's something I'm actually working towards in therapy and just like general. It's like, I'm very quick to like, if someone like says something or does something, I'm like, I'm good. Like, I don't like want anything to do with you, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so looking at situations like that with a little bit more curiosity, like, why did they say it that way? Why did they say that in general, period, whatever. I think that we could afford to have more conversations rather than just like these like conversations about like diagnosing people and stuff. I'm over it.
So over it. Wow.
So that's that.
That was a little rant.
I know. Catch your breath. I know. Literally. I'm like, I need fucking water.
Or if you want to catch your breath, I'm not telling you what to do.
I didn't ask for that, Kim. I didn't ask for that. Another thing that I think sometimes is difficult, and this is where it's another conversation to be like, do you want my advice? Or are you just venting? It's going through a breakup. You know, I get advice about like, well, you just need to like one of two things. You just need to get back out there.
Put yourself out there.
Bitch, do you not think I'm doing that?
Yeah. I could give you a whole tangent about that.
Yeah. And be like, just get back out there. Like, the best way to get past it is to distract yourself. There is no I genuinely think like it's like the best way is like, just like, you know, put yourself out there, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you're saying one, the most basic answer of all time.
Yeah.
And two, it's like, you have no clue what I'm doing in order to move on and move forward. Mm-hmm. And so I think that to me, it's just one, it's a lazy thing to say.
Yeah.
Just put yourself out there. Care to give examples, Karen? Like, fuck off. So that's one thing that just like really fucking bothers me. And people just saying that, like, and I think that also something, and this is another tangent. Sorry, I'm just using this as an opportunity to bitch. But something else that bothers me is like whenever people have nothing else to ask about. So they're like, have you heard from X? And I'm like,
well, it's even like people asking me like, oh, did you move to California to get back together with your ex? I have more things going on in my life.
Right. Like,
and
that's
it's so like such a male centric view on life. And I'm like,
yeah. And like, absolutely like, not. Oh, have you talked to so-and-so? Even if I did, I promise you that wouldn't be the highlight of my day.
And I also wouldn't want to talk to you about that. Like, that's not a conversation that should be open. Oh my God. That is
so,
that's frustrating.
I think the only other thing that is like, we talked about this at the beginning, is like the mansplaining of it all. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I saw this TikTok where this girl,
oh my God,
where this girl, I think she was like a professional pickleball player or something. And she was on pickup courts. And she was playing, and this guy literally stopped her in the middle of her game and started to give her feedback. about like her form and like the way in which she was, and like was telling her rules about pickleball. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting there like, yep, I understand. I'm just, you know, like taking it light today. Appreciate the feedback. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, and he'd be like, no, there we go. See, did you see how that felt different? And like would say stuff like that. And she's like sitting there and I'm like, she's a better person than I could ever be. I'd be seriously? Like, bitch, let's play 1v1 right now. I will sweep you under the fucking rug. I think at this point, Kim, is where I will kick it over to you.
Okay. So now that we told you guys everything, all the advice that we didn't ask for, now we are going to give you advice that you didn't ask for.
Yeah. So just think in your head, if I were to get advice from Kim and Kiana, what would it be? And that's going to open the conversation for us since you asked for it.
Yeah. And I have a few. So these cover a very various range of topics. So relationships, family, work, all the fun things. So this is advice you didn't ask for, but you're going to get anyways. And some of this is pretty like blunt, right? Like you, things can be sugar-coated, especially when it comes to dating. Let's say you start dating somebody great and they start showing some red flags and you're really into him. So your friend's like really wants to support you in pursuing this relationship. But at the same time, like deep down, she probably wants to say like, it's not worth it, right? First piece of advice for you is just leave at the first red flag. And let me expand on this. The first flag that pops up when you're getting to know somebody is very telling about who they are as a person. So let's say you go on a first date with this guy, these little flags pop up and, you know, afterwards you're like, hey, like these things didn't really vibe well with me. Good luck. And he begs you, oh my God, well, I really want to take you on a second date. Like, just give me another chance. So you give him another chance. You go on the second date with him. This date is amazing. This is the best date ever. You're like, okay, maybe the first date was just like a fluke. No, that's not true. The second date was so amazing because you have given the guy a list of things you don't want to see happen. So you're basically giving him the answers.
Hmm.
So he's going to act differently now because you told him.
That's interesting.
And this is how most narcissists think, you know, okay, well, okay, she doesn't like when I wasn't nice to the waiter, for example. I'm going to be so nice to the waiter next time, even though that's not natural to him or her. Okay. These types of people, they know how to change in order to fit into your life and how to manipulate you. And this is like such a negative way of looking at dating, I know, but people like these red flags show for a reason. Because some other people like might not see that as a red flag. They might not even have noticed that he was rude to the waiter. But if you noticed it, that's not going to sit well with you. And there's probably more serious red flags, like what, maybe he's a smoker or maybe he has an addiction to something. And just some things that like don't fit your lifestyle correctly. And narcissists are so good at being a chameleon and changing to who you want them to be. And over time, those red flags are going to pop back up no matter what.
Yep.
So leave at the first red flag. Don't waste your time. Move on to the next one. There are millions of people out there in the world. You don't have to settle for somebody with red flags. Next piece of advice, and this is a good one in my opinion. Sexual attraction and emotional attraction are two different things. If he's not saying he loves you or wants to be in a relationship, don't assume he also has an emotional attachment to you. Isn't that interesting? So as a woman, when a guy is pursuing me, it may be like we've gone on a few dates, we start being intimate. I'm thinking, wow, we took that next step. Like he must really be into me. But guys don't think that way. Guys, like, just because they have sex with you doesn't mean they're also emotionally attracted to you.
That's fair.
And I feel like with most women, like, I'll speak for myself, like, if I need to be emotionally attracted to you to have sex with you. And men aren't like that. Most men aren't like that.
I am a man.
Are you?
No.
Oh! What are your thoughts on that?
I think I agree with that. Like, I think that men always think with their dick and women think with their heart.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not.
Yeah.
And also just depends on like where you're at with this person. Like if all you want to do is hook up with this person, then who cares?
Yeah. And I think, yeah, that's an important factor too. Like if you're looking at a relationship or if you just got out of a relationship, you want a one night stand. Okay. Obviously that's different, but I am talking when it comes to relationships and trying to build a relationship with someone, you have to be able to identify the difference between sexual attraction and emotional attraction. And the guy or person, whoever you're dating, like will show that to you, whether they like tell you they love you or they say like, I want to be in a relationship with you.
Yeah.
Those are the things. Like, and until you get those things from them, you should not assume that they are also emotionally invested in your relationship.
That's a, yeah.
So that's that. The next one, and this is something I said, mentioned a little bit earlier in this episode, your energy is your currency. You shouldn't spend time around people you can't afford to be around.
Hmm.
Let that sink in. I'm pulling a Jay Shetty here, huh? But really, if you think about it, I mean, it's also like, you know, time is money, all those things. But if you really think about your energy as currency, if there's somebody who just drains you, but you still are spending time with them, it's like, why?
Yeah.
You're going to be left with nothing at the end of hanging out with them. It's people who you and you let into your life should be adding value to your life, not taking it away.
And especially like as we're older, I mean, you think about things like, I grew up in a smallish town, so you are around the same people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some people like you genuinely like can't get away from in some situations, and like you still could like make ways. But we're adults now.
As you're getting older, yeah.
Yeah, and like you can genuinely have full control over who you spend your time with.
Yeah.
And that's like very important to remember. And like I have to remember that too sometimes. Like I know that I've been talking to you very candidly about some situations that I've been in. It's like, is that even worth my time or my energy?
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like if you even have to ask yourself that question, then you know the answer. But 100%, I think that, and that's currency that you can't get back.
Yeah. And I think, again, with like getting older, I think about the people I associated with in college, for example. Those are people that like I didn't necessarily always feel my best when I was around them, mm-hmm. but I'm like, well, they're in my sorority, or well, like I see them all the time. Like, I, you know, it's, I just was more forgiving and mm-hmm. I let people walk all over me a little bit more because I didn't know how to, I didn't know that I was allowed to say no.
Yep.
And as I've gotten older, if a friend turns their back on me or does me wrong or just is so negative and like we're not a good pair friend wise, I cut it off.
See ya.
Bye. I know, which is, that sounds like really blunt, but you know what? No, it's not worth it. Next piece of advice for you that you didn't ask for. Never give someone the opportunity to tell you twice that they don't want you. Okay, let that sink in. That sounds pretty harsh too. But this can be applied to your job, your career, your relationships, your family. So let's say like you apply for a job, they don't want you. Like go find another job. That's not meant to be. If there's an ex that you like, oh, you just like beg him, you want him back so bad. I get it. Like we've all been there. Like we really have. Like you're not alone in feeling that way. Your feelings are valid. But I know for a fact there's something better for you out there. And that person, if they didn't want you the first time, they don't deserve you. Like truly, they don't deserve.
And especially by the time that they come around and would potentially want you again, see ya.
Yeah, exactly. And then with family too, it's like you can try to force – for example, like I'm not close with my biological dad.
Yeah.
And he's not a good person. And I decided to end that relationship with him years ago. And then I got pressured into giving him a second chance. He disappointed me again. It was an awful experience. It, like, I won't dive too deep into it, but it wasn't good. And I just felt rejected by him as a father twice. And I'm like, that's enough.
Yep.
It was enough. So if you are in that situation where you're fighting for something that doesn't want you back, just like try to remember your worth and not let them be the people or situation that gives you your value.
Yeah.
Whew, my God. I know. Give me a little. You had your tangent.
Jay Shetty who?
Next piece of advice for you. And this is one. This is one that I really like, and it really struck close to my heart as well. You don't always have to tell your side of the story. Time is eventually going to tell it for you. So when I did when I was working in entertainment, I'll keep it vague, my truth was not told properly. Okay, my situation, keeping this vague for legal reasons, but a situation I was in with somebody I used to be associated with, it was all portrayed very differently than how it actually happened in real life. And oh my God, I so badly want to get on every social media platform and be like, no, this is what actually happened. Like, that's not true. None of it's true. But at the end of the day, one, what actually happened, like, part of it is not my truth to tell. So I don't think that's like right of me. But also I do know that bad things eventually end up happening to bad people.
Yep.
And the real truth is going to come out eventually. And I don't have to like, what is it? The expression, like my hands don't have to be dirty from like all of it coming out. Like it's going to come out eventually. You know, it goes down to like karma. Or do you believe in karma? I'm a firm, firm believer in karma, and what comes around goes around. So this man who did me dirty, his karma is going to catch up with him.
Well, and you and I were talking about this last week whenever I was wanting to make sure that people had the facts and the story straight about a very specific thing that happened with me. And I was literally talking to my therapist, and she sent me a graphic that I literally have to look at like once a day. And it's like the facts, like your truth and your facts, it is not your job to make everyone aware of your side of the story and your truth and your facts. The truth and the facts will always be shown as long as they are truth and facts.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's that.
No, that's it. Exactly.
So.
Yeah. We are so wise. See, we told you guys we're wise.
I just pay a shit ton of money for therapy. That's what makes me so wise.
Free content or not. Free.
Literally.
Free for you guys. Thanks, Kiana's therapist. Thanks, Patrice.
My queen.
Next piece of advice that you guys didn't ask for. Don't trust yourself. And write things down. Okay, so that can be, this is so lighthearted. It could be like errands. Like, hey, I need to go buy this at the store. Or it can also be more serious. So, for example, things that your ex did wrong.
Mm.
Okay, so when I think, and I think a lot of people do this. Well, first of all, a lot of people forget when they're shopping what they needed. So I always have a running list. But when it comes to like exes, for example, when you start missing them down the road, let's say 6 months have passed since you guys were together or a year has passed since you guys were together, most people tend to just focus on the good memories. Oh, we went on this vacation together.
Rose-colored glasses.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, we did this. Oh, that was our inside joke. That was so funny. Okay. Oh my gosh. Well, we did the holidays together and that was so cute that 1 year. Remember when we did that? Those are the memories that our brain likes to hold on to because our brains don't like to remember the bad stuff. So it's good to keep a running list of, hey, he cheated on me. He yelled at me over this one thing and that was awful. He didn't get along with my sister.
He sent me a picture of him peeing, saying good luck on one of the most important days of my life.
This is true.
You ask yourself when you read that statement, is that good for me? Yes or no? I literally do this exercise at least once a week for myself. I have a running list in my journal.
Yeah.
And it's about 4 pages long. And at the end, I write out good for me? ? And then I highlight, no.
That's good.
That's a good reminder.
It's a very good reminder. So if you guys don't have that yet, it is, for me especially, very helpful. I know like one of my closest friends, she was in a very toxic relationship similar to mine. She did the same thing. And whenever she would come to me and be like, I've really been thinking about him. I kind of want to get back together with him and respond to his text messages. I say, read your note. Read through everything and then talk to me. And she does. And she's like, oh, yeah. I forgot that he broke into our house. I forgot that he did this. I forgot that he did that. It's like, dude, remember. So write your notes.
Yep.
Very important piece of advice. The next piece of advice for you, don't take advice from people whose lives you don't want.
Hmm.
I love that one. So let's say one of your very unhappy friends is like, well, you know what? This is what you need to do to like turn your life around. Well, clearly it's not working for them. Right? And that's like a shitty example, but it's like, it's true. Or if there's someone who like, I don't know, somebody who's like super messy and they're like, here's how I stay organized. You're not going to really take advice from them. And of course, there's like more serious, like, what am I thinking of? Levels, I guess, of like what I'm talking about. But I think that's like a good way to think about it. Who do you look up to? Or like, is there somebody you can think of that like you would take advice from?
Probably my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like probably Caitlin. Like that's why I was really conflicted about something actually. And I asked her about it and she was like, she gave it to me straight. And I was like, no, I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think that it's because I respect who she is and I respect her opinion, but I also know that she is only giving me advice with like the best intentions.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, we love you, Caitlin.
Queen.
Oh, that's adorable. Next piece of advice for you guys is, where is it? Okay, this one's a little more lighthearted. Clean every season. Do a little spring cleaning, winter cleaning, fall cleaning. Get rid of all the things you don't wear, the things that don't bring you joy. Marie Kondo. Kondo. Love her. Queen. Do you spring clean or do you just like hoard and like do one a year or something?
I don't know that I necessarily do it by season. I just do it
sporadically.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I do. Yeah. I have gotten better about, well, mostly because like my house does not have good storage. So, like I can't keep things. Mm-hmm. But I also like I move enough to where every single time I move, I just like fucking purge. And that makes it easier to, but I do like it typically, like I would say every other month, like a big clean mm-hmm. and all that, mostly because like whenever you have dogs, like your timeline has sped up a little bit.
Yeah.
When you have hairy ass dogs, you like want to clean things and make sure stuff is tidy.
Yeah.
And that stuff isn't sitting there just fucking collecting dust. Like, yeah.
And if you are getting rid of things, drop them off at your local thrift store. Donate. And to those in need, like me. Next piece of advice. This is one that I stand by. Sleep in a bonnet and get regular haircuts. My hair health has like improved so much. You've noticed it's like getting longer. Like my mm-hmm. real hair is getting longer. Just do it. The bonnets, do you sleep in one or no? Mm-hmm. It's, well, your hair is already so soft and not frizzy at all.
I sleep with a silk pillowcase though.
Okay. See, that's good. So take care of the hair. Next one is go outside every day and wear sunscreen. One of the biggest things that one of my therapists in the past advice she gave me, well, I asked for it. I did ask for this advice to help with my depression. Go on a walk every day. Even if it's 10 minutes, even if it's 5 minutes, getting that fresh air, getting outside makes such a difference. But when you're outside, wear your sunscreen. I have met several people here in San Diego who, when they tell me how old they are, I am shook. They're either younger than me or the same age as me, and they look 5 to 10 years older than me.
Really?
Because I don't think they wore sunscreen.
Mm.
And one of the guys recently, I asked him too. It's funny because we matched on Hinge, and then I saw him in person like this past weekend, and he looks like 35, 40, but he's 29. And I asked him, I was like, do you wear sunscreen? And it came up organically, the conversation. But he's like, no, fuck sunscreen. I don't need sunscreen. I tan. And it's like, no, you need sunscreen. The last pieces of advice I want to give you, and this is, I'm going to end it on something funny, which is toxic advice.
Ooh.
Okay, so what would you do if a guy wants to end things with you? What would you say? Just, okay, like, understand kind of thing, or?
I think that in the moment, I would probably act like I didn't care as much and be, like, make, like, maybe, like, one or two toxic comments.
Mm-hmm. Very aligned with what I'm going to say. So if you guys are listening and a person wants to end things with you, here are 4 things you can say that are so toxic but are going to literally make you alpha in the conversation. All right, here we go. Number one, if a guy wants to end things with you, you can either say, I'm so glad you said something. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Or, I've been feeling the same way. I'm so glad we're on the same page. Or, you thought we were dating?
Oh my God.
Or, and last but not least, this is my favorite, and I have used this. So this is proven scientifically. Oh, I didn't mean to give you the impression you're somebody I'd consider dating seriously. And that's if they like want to cut things off with you, or they don't want to continue the relationship. I use this on a man who we had, this is years ago. We had matched on a dating app, and then I posted a picture with a guy friend, and him and I had me and the Hinge guy had a date set up for that following day. Well, he saw the picture of me posted with the guy friend and then texts me, he's not interested in pursuing things with me anymore.
And did he say the reason?
He didn't say the reason. The only thing that changed was he saw the picture. This was like within 2 hours difference. And so I responded to him, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give you the impression you're somebody I'd consider dating. Because he said, oh, I'm not looking to like date right now. Whatever. And he has texted me twice since then. They always do. Now, the last piece of advice, they always come back. Don't worry about texting these guys if they end things with you or you guys fade out. Don't worry about like texting them. I promise you, they are going to text you again. They do. Every single guy I've talked to always, whether it's 6 months or a year or even 2 years, they will still keep your phone number and they'll message you. So I got one of those texts last week and I actually know who it is, but like he was so shady towards the end of us talking. So he texts me and he's like, hey, like something along the lines of like, hey, Kimberly, how have things been? And I said, this is over text. And then I said, oh, sorry, who's this?
Did they respond?
And he responded, all caps, unreal. And that was it. Whatever. He screwed me over. Not a fan. I hope you guys enjoyed all this unsolicited advice. Which one stuck out to you the most?
Honestly, I thought they were all really good. And they all kind of meshed together really well. I'm trying to think.
Here is my little list.
I mean, I like the one because I aligned with it really well. And it's something that I do a lot is like writing things down. Like, I am such a big fan of journaling. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was probably my favorite. Is like, I have to journal things all the time because it helps in the moment. What do they say? Like, one thing written down is one thing, like one thing off your shoulders or something like that. And so that's why, like, I write down any – I even have, like, a daily thought record, which is, like
– How do you have time to do this with everything you do?
I know.
So do you – physically write down in a journal or do you use the journaling or notes app on your phone?
I have to write it. So I have a journal. Yeah, I have a journal and then I have a daily thought record. It's like, I didn't bring it with me, but it's like 50 pages just like clipped together because I printed the same page 50 times front and back. And I go through something that like either like makes me feel like I'm going to spiral or something that makes me feel uncomfortable or something that makes me feel a certain way. And then I write down the emotions associated with that. And then the way that I am, I forget what it's called. And then I measure how it feels on a scale of 1 to 10. And then I revisit it in like 30 minutes until it goes all the way down.
That's amazing.
I have to report it to my therapist. That's why.
Oh, there we go, guys. There's the kicker. No, I think that's really good. Did I tell you I've been journaling since I was 14?
Is it a game changer?
Yeah, I think so. And it's so interesting to read back. Like I still have all my journals. I journal once a month or like I try to do it more often, but I really like it's hard. So I'll write everything that's been going on. And it's so fascinating to read. I've written about you. You know, I've written about like everybody in my life. And it's so funny because like freshman year of high school, I'm like, oh, me and Danielle, my best friend, childhood best friend. Oh, me and Danielle like are meeting up with these two guys and blah, blah, blah. We're going to go see this movie. Stupid journaling stuff. And now I'm like, Danielle just got married. She's having a baby. Like it's so cool to like be able to like really watch my whole life progress and change.
And this is such a toxic way to leave things. But also it's like, I want to be one of those people. It's like, if I get murdered on Dateline, I want them to have like a diary of mine to read.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Like these people always have fucking diaries.
Yeah.
They always have diaries. I don't know how or why or whatever. And it gives them so much guidance into their life. And like, bitch, I want to be able to tell a story of who I am.
Yeah.
I don't need this fucking murder to dictate what kind of person I was.
Well, also, I had to go to court for something with somebody from my past. And I had journal entries to prove things. It counts as like evidence in a court case. So just saying, guys, it could be helpful to
you. So maybe I'm using this as an opportunity to frame someone for something. Ooh, and it's like a slow burn. Ooh, I
like it. Okay, well, last piece of advice. Go buy yourself a journal and start journaling.
Have an alibi ready.
Well, that wraps up our advice episode. I hope you guys liked this. This was a fun one. Unexpectedly fun one.
Yeah, it was like for mine, and mine was like a little bit off the wall, but whatever. What's new?
You know what? It was enjoyable regardless. Do you have anything else you want to add for our lovely listeners?
I don't think so.
This is episode 99. That's wild. You guys, next week is our episode 100, which is wild. We're going to do a fun episode. I won't tell you guys exactly what we're going to be talking about, but it's going to be good. So make sure to tune in and listen. If you enjoyed today's episode, reminder, do all the things. Like, comment, subscribe. Comment, post, share, all the things.
Compliment me.
Compliment us. Swipe right on us on Hinge. I don't know. What else can I do?
Wear a chain.
Wear a chain. Compliment my dog. You know, anything. We take it all. We take it all. So send us messages. If you have any requests for topics, send us a DM or you can fill out the survey link in the show notes of today's episode. It's going to be in the description of the YouTube video. So if you have any stories, we actually have a few new stories too that we need to go over. So this
Hell
is going to
be
fun. So get those in, guys. But that wraps up today's episode. We love you guys so much. Have a great rest of your day. And we'll chat more next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.